From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping have pledged to work more closely on a wide range of security, trade, and health issues. The two leaders held more than 3 hours of talks on Saturday. Unusual altercations, however, between White House staff, American reporters, and Chinese security officials during Mr. Obama's arrival at Hangzhou threatened to mar the meeting even before it began. Mr. Obama is telling China it needs to adopt a more responsible role on the world stage and to adhere to international norms. Before heading to the G20 summit, Mr. Obama told CNN China needs to show restraint in its relations with smaller countries, especially as it deals with territorial disputes in the South China Sea. The United States and Russia have been working to finalize a ceasefire in Syria that would allow more humanitarian aid into the country. The two countries appear to be closer to an agreement, but major obstacles remain. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov Sunday, and the two will meet again Monday.
An awful lot of technical things have been worked out. A lot of things are clear, but there still remain, as I say, a couple of tough issues. We've got to figure out how to make certain both of us can be comfortable with a resolution to those issues.
There are hopes that U.S. President Barack Obama and Russia's Vladimir Putin will have a chance to talk informally on the sidelines of the G20 summit. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Sunday she intends to seize new trading opportunities for Britain. After the Prime Minister's first meeting with Barack Obama since taking office, the two leaders sought to downplay the impact of British exit from the European Union on the special relationship. This is VOA News.